Heartbreak Bay by Rachel Caine is a heartbreaking novel, not just because of crime that its focus. The writer Rachel Caine died recently in November 2020 after a fight with an uncommon cancer. She left behind a legacy of astonishing books and fans with broken heart. I am a big fan of her Weatherwarden Urban series. Caine's other story universes and characters are no less astounding. This specific series follows the family of a serial killer. It shows how they pay again and again for his crime, despite the fact that they themselves are victims. Heartbreak Bay by Rachel Caine is the fifth novel in this series. Although each novel of this series can easily be read out of order, Caine pleasantly slips in every one of the necessary details to update the reader. Each novel in the series is told through a different character's point of view. However, the central character is consistently Gwen Proctor, also known as Gina Royal, the ex of chronic killer Melvin Royal. In this novel, Gwen, her partner Sam's and dear friend Kezia's point of view are given. The prologue includes the perspective of an unknown female who is critical to the case Kezia examines. All through the series, Gwen should protect herself and her kids from people who hassle them because of their association with her chronic killer ex. These people have become the stereotypical villagers with torches who chase Frankenstein's monster rather than its maker. These kind of people are frequently controlled by real predators. Predators who hide in plain sight and feed off the righteous anger of the mob. Sam used to be one of the groups, since his sister was killed by Melvin. This is an incredible illustration of Caine's imagination. This is additionally obvious in how Gwen is vilified due to her connection with Melvin. She continually should battle the stigma and convince individuals she didn't know about Melvin's killings, and she herself was a victim. There are a lot of action in this series as Gwen and Kezia look into the case from different perspective, and a new troll breaks from the vigilante group to threaten Gwen and her family. I'm very sad to know that Heartbreak Bay is Caine's last book. However, I am so grateful for the novels she wrote and the astonishing stories and characters she made. Caine's message toward the finish of the book, "Choose kindness," says a lot about her personality. Rest in peace, Rachel.
Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.